In 2004, in the bottom of an old box, I discovered an answering machine tape from 24 years earlier. From it, I made the collage you're about to hear. 1980 was a busy year for me. I was a full-time graduate student. I used my student loan as a down payment on a small apartment building which I was remodeling. I had a fledgling software business. I played gigs in jazz clubs, I'd recently totaled my car, and, to top it all off, I'd just gotten a brand new answering machine.
I don't believe it. Dan Keller gets himself a phone message. Everybody's getting them these days. This is David Block.
It immediately became central to my social life.
Hi Dan, this is Kathy Jacobs. I just thought I'd call and tell you I was still alive.
There was Lisa from Detroit.
Daniel, this is Lisa Gleicher calling. Please call me sometime.
And Lisa from Oakland.
I could never leave a message like what I'm thinking right now. And I want to go to bed. But I don't want to do it alone. But, gee, well, why don't you call me? Good night.
We didn't call it voicemail back then. Some people talk to it as if it were a person.
Hello, Dan Keller's phone gizmo. Hello, Dan Keller's phone gizmo.
Gizmo Gunzo.
Jompy was afraid of it.
Dan, this is Darlene. Jompy was afraid to talk to your machine. Say ciao, Jompy.
Ciao.
Carly even flirted with it.
Hi, Dan Keller's phone gizmo.
You sure have a big beep.
You have a good beep. This is Carly, by the way. How are you?
My dad didn't like it much.
I say freak that gizmo. What are you doing, parking the car?
J-Boy Friedkin's dad didn't like it either.
The tune, it's getting boring. Would you tell Jay to call this old man?
And the real estate was keeping me busy, too.
Dan, this is Larry Capellas. There's an inspection at your house at 11.
Dan, this is Jim Hurley at Hurley Plumbing.
Dan, this is Tom Patton, and I'm calling from Cabinet Shop.
Dan, your application 8702 is in the plan checking division.
Dan, Ira Curlander, I delivered the wrong drawings to you the other day.
Hi, Dan, this is Bob White. I have another price on a different type.
Hi, Dan, Larry Capellas. The computer's down, so if you've been trying to reach me today, I'm sorry. And I apologize for having messed you up at all. You're a swell guy and don't deserve it. Thanks, bye.
What's up?
How you doing? Are you just waking up?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, you landlords, man, you live a good life.
I was getting a fair number of calls for music gigs.
Hi, Dan, this is Dave Harp. I'm Lieb's friend and like to hear some good bass.
Hello, Dan. This is the guitar player. Give me a call.
Thank you.
John Myers was San Francisco's favorite Dixieland trumpet player.
Yeah, Dan, my name is John Myers, and I'm interested in having you play a Dixieland gig.
Sam Hiona was a Hawaiian-style lounge crooner.
Dan, this is Sam Hiona. I need a bass player today.
Some of my musical colleagues were colorful characters.
Hello, Danny, baby. I was wondering if you want to go to Bajon tonight, Tuesday night. Okay, there, platypus face?
Bye.
Clean up your act and get me drugs, please. I need them.
Time has not been kind to us. Ed, an inspired piano player, died 10 years ago.
Oh, is this the phone machine? Oh, this is Ed Taylor. I want you to tell Dan Keller that I thank him for coming out last night.
Kent Holloway, also a piano player, was recently diagnosed with cancer.
Keller, this is Holloway. Give me a call. I know we're working this Friday, but I want to talk to you anyhow. Give me a call.
Drummer Mitch McGuinn, too, passed away recently.
Hello, Dan. It's Mitch. Come on to the club or call me back if you in time. I'm going out to Dick's at the Beach. Make it out if you can or call me.
Dick's at the Beach was a scrungy little dive, but the players all knew it and would go there to hang out and to play some of the sweetest sounds in town.
I love all those many charms about you.
On my way there one night, some drunken kids ran a stop sign and I plowed into them, face first through my windshield.
Hi, Dan. It's Eeg. I'll call you back another time. I was wanting to check in and see how you are. I heard all the stories. Here's Nancy.
Nancy was worried about my face and my nose.
God, your face! Your nose! Help!
Boy, everybody falls down to the depths, don't they? This is Michael Shipling. I just want to see how you are.
This is Carolyn from State Farm Insurance. I would appreciate a call on your accident of March the 2nd.
Hi, Phone Gizmo. I heard you had an accident. This is Nick. I also heard that you called me that you have my sunglasses.
Oh, it's funny, Dan. I can't believe you have a tape recorder. I felt bad about your accident.
Other people were having troubles, too.
Listen, Larry Bell's face won't be able to make it today.
His girlfriend Sherry was putting a bulb in the ceiling.
Because Sherry putting a bulb in the ceiling.
Slipped off the stool and busted her head.
And slipped off the stool, I think, busted her nose.
If you're feeling sad and lonely, there's a service I can render. Tell the one who loves you only, I can be so warm and tender. Call me, don't be afraid, you can call me.
In the course of this project, a number of voices spoke to me from the grave. One was my beloved cousin John Jacobs, who helped finance my real estate empire. He passed away just a year after leaving this message.
Hey, Gizmo. I got a check for you.
Here's another voice we hear no longer. It's real estate mogul Larry Moorhead.
This is the President's Commission for Quality Investments calling, and we'd like you to return our call.
Hi, Dan. This is Larry.
And here's my first software consulting client, Dan Hoggins.
This is Dan. Please call me Dan.
If you're feeling sad and lonely, there's a service I can render.
Hello, Dan. It's Mitch.
Loves you only. I can be so warm and tender.
Call Holloway, will you?
Don't be afraid, you can.
Hi, Dan. It's Jeff.
Maybe it's late, but just...
Please give me a call.
Tell me and I'll be around.
Please come get me. I'm freezing cold.
Friends desert you.
Hi, it's Nan. I wondered if you wanted to go out and get something to eat.
I'm the one who'll never hurt you.
And this is Nick.
Hi, Nan.
That was Joe.
Call me.
Getting boring. Would you tell Jay to call us, old man?
Maybe it's late, but just call me.
Dan, this is Darlene. Dompey was afraid to talk to your machine.
Now don't forget me, cause if you let me...
Say ciao, Dompey.
Ciao.
You gotta trust me, that's how it must be.
I love you.
So much that I can do.
Well, how you doing? Give me a call when you get a chance. John.
You and I should be together.
Hi, Dan. Lisa. You can call me late tonight.
I'll be at your side forever. Call me. Please call me. Call me. Tell me and I'll be around.
Ba-ba-dee-ba-dee-da-doo-da. Ba-ba-dee-da-dee-da-dee. Call me. I know a lot of these snippets are unintelligible, but these are the voices of my life, and I feel so lucky to have them. Call me. Don't be afraid, you can...